Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I am so excited, John, about the very fact that we talk about the education mountain.
Yes.
You know, part of taking a culture back, or, you know, God says make disciples. Jesus said make disciples of nations. You know, not just individuals, although nations, the word comes from ethnos, ethnic group, but ethnics actually is part of the ethnicity of a nation. America just happens to be made up of many wonderful, you know, ethnicities. Understand this, that we've been praying about the mountain for some time. We've been praying about that and asking God to move in the education mountain, because it's almost like our schools, from the young age all the way to the universities, have become re-educational camps.
Propaganda centers.
But re-education, a communist country will actually go re-educate you. Well, we're actually paying tax dollar money to educate our children. We're paying in our schools, it's our country, and even the universities. And they're actually training, many of them are training people against the values of our country, the value of God.
Against God, sure.
Not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, not honoring God, not even teaching the Constitution.
Well, on this very program, we had a young student somewhere, I believe, in the Midwest, who was either expelled or got in trouble for wearing a flag on his
t-shirt.
Shirt.
Well, a t-shirt. Had a flag on it, yeah.
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 In America.
They said it was offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've come a long way from the original
intent of
this
nation.
And not
only that, but even on a university, you know, we had a particular organization, I forget the name of the organization, it'll come to you, but we had it on VFN TV where they went to a counselor and said the Constitution was offending them.
Oh.
And they were undercover.
They needed a safe place to vent.
So the paid worker on the university took the Constitution and had them shred it.
Yes.
And that's how she appeased the student. She's supposed to be teaching the student
this
about America.
This was therapy.
She's supposed to be teaching. The reason why the university is there is the very fact to be able to educate them about America and the world and what's going on. And they're skipping the American education, the American history. And it's just like, you know, but thank God things are turning. God is answering our prayers. We have to take, if we're paying for these schools, we need to actually have some input into those schools.
Absolutely.
And what's going on. And all the way from the school board to superintendents, all the way up to the universities and the boards on them that are getting FAF funding, you know, from the government, that we're helping fund a lot of education. It's like, hey, include, and I think about this, a lot of candidates that are running for office right now, you need to find out their saying, you know, I'm going to put the Constitution back into the schools.
Please.
And they're going to teach the Constitution. But just even locally on the Gulf Coast, under the Escambia County School System, which is the northern part of Florida, close to Alabama. It's about an hour away from Mobile, Alabama, about an hour away from Panama City, about 5 hours south of Atlanta. You know, so it's kind of that region right there.
5 hours east of Jacksonville.
Yeah, right. So you're looking at the Pensacola area, really. So you're looking, and so his name is Malcolm Thomas. And they're making it very, this is so encouraging because, you know, we interviewed Malcolm early on, you know, about what was taking place. Yeah. And it's like, aren't you going to do something about it?
Yes.
Well, guess what? Now he is doing something about it. And we're so proud of him. If you're a school superintendent, if you're on a board somewhere, if you're a parent and you're the one responsible for that board, you need to tell them they need to do the very same thing. So this is Malcolm. Malcolm Thomas, school superintendent of Escambia County Schools. He's over all the schools, thousands and thousands of kids. He sends this out to all the parents, this voicemail, and he's telling them, get ready, because we're going to start honoring our Constitution again.
Freedom Week.
We're calling it Freedom Week, and everybody's going to have to quote part of what's going on. Thank you, Malcolm Thomas, and thank you for every school leader that's standing up and saying, we're going to honor God, honor our country again, and who we really are. So I want you to hear, this is Malcolm Thomas, school superintendent of District 1, in the state of Florida, sending out to all the parents and all the kids how Freedom Week is coming to all the schools in his area. Check it out.
Good evening. This is Malcolm Thomas, Superintendent of Schools for the Escambia County School District. I am calling to inform you that the week of September the 24th through September the 28th has been designated as Florida Celebrate Freedom Week. To emphasize the importance of Celebrate Freedom Week, at the beginning of each school day during the week of September the 24th, all schools will share a portion of the preamble of the Declaration of Independence during the Pledge of Allegiance and the moment of silence. I hope you will join us in helping your child learn about the freedoms that we all enjoy as citizens of the United States of America. As always, thank you for your continued support and have a great evening.
Thank you, Malcolm Thomas.
No
Listen,
doubt.
We're telling you about it so you can say, you can take this program and you go right to your school superintendent, go to your board and say, it's time for Freedom Week.
Yeah. It's being done in Florida, so it can be done elsewhere.
Right.
But for many times, I hear people complaining about, you know, children leaving school and not knowing about the Constitution. Mm. This is so refreshing.
It's not an optional thing. This is your country.
Yes.
It's a Constitution. Actually, it's like the walls of an aquarium. If your fish don't have an aquarium to be able to hold the water in, the fish are going everywhere. If we don't have the constitutional law that, you know, Washington exists because it's written in the Constitution.
The only reason it exists.
The reason why a police officer has to think about pulling you over before he pulls you over, she pulls you over, because the Constitution says you got rights. The reason why you're able to vote, it says you have a constitutional right to vote. The reason why people can't just barge in your home without a search warrant is because it says they can't barge in your home without a search warrant.
The reason we can have this program and talk about the things we talk about is because the Constitution, we have this freedom.
Yeah, it's a right to be able to speak freely and to be able to worship. The reason why we can actually not be controlled by the government and how we worship God, and they can make no laws at all concerning the religion, which means we can actually talk about Jesus all day long. And there's people right now, you're watching, you can't do this in your country. Pray that we continue in this direction, because this is a powerful, powerful breakthrough.
Yes.
And I want you to carry this program to your school board, send it to all your school boards, send it to your superintendents, students, to your parents, let them know you can do this too. I believe that Malcolm Thomas is a seabed for what's going to happen in the nation everywhere. I believe governor, look for the people that are running for your governor, running for Senate, running for representative, running for school board, running for county commissioner, running for city council, and say, what do you think about the Constitution?
That's right.
What do you think about God? It's important.
Ask these questions. You got to know now.
We were shocked to find out. We asked some candidates once, like, who is Jesus to you? That's a simple question.
Yeah.
And the answers we got back were very revealing.
Sure.
And the most honest one, John, the most honest one who talked clearly was an atheist who said, I think we need values, I think we need this, but I don't believe. I'm like, but everybody else is so blurry, I didn't even know if they were a believer or not.
Wow.
Listen, people want you to stand up for God. They understand this is one nation under God, indivisible, liberty for all. They expect you to respond to our Judeo-Christian values. We're not perfect, we make mistakes, but that's our guideline, that's our principles, that's our true north. So thank you, Malcolm Thomas, and I encourage you to go out and do the same in your school districts.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.